MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, the training of primary school teachers needs urgent reform if every South African child is to read fluently by the age of 10, according to a new assessment from the 2030 Reading Panel. This panel, chaired by former Deputy President Phumzile Mlambo-Ngcuka, was established in 2022 to advise the government on how to improve children's poor reading skills, which at present, and I don't need to tell you, is a major obstacle to their success at school. She joins me on the program now. And first of all, welcome, thank you. And what are the main problems?
Well, my principal concern, obviously, is that children are reaching grade 4 without the capacity to read and comprehend. And we do not have teachers that are adequately trained to teach early grade literacy. And if you think of foundation phase teachers, the most important thing for a foundation phase teacher is to know how to teach a child to read, write, and count. If a teacher comes out of the university without the skill to teach that, you know, it's game over. So we've now gone back to university to ask universities to look at their curriculum and to address this issue. But fortunately, they are also concerned about this issue. They've had to do an introspection and to really look at how they can change the way a teacher who gets a B.Ed at a foundation level is trained. So last week we had a conference and it was good to receive a report from different universities about the initiatives they've taken.
What specific reforms do you think are needed in university curricula to ensure that primary school teachers are better prepared then?
You know, for instance, right now in a B.Ed degree for foundation level, only about 5% of the time is devoted to teaching teachers on how they can teach literacy. This suggests that when the teachers graduate and get into a school, they have some theory about literacy, but they have no practical skills. Even when they do practice teaching while they are still at university, they are not tested on this. So the reform that is required first is to increase the amount of time that is spent training them, and they have to be tested before they graduate so that by the time you unleash the teachers to the children, you know that this is a good product. Right now, you know, schools don't know what they will get. And also we have to increase the number of teachers who are trained to teach mother tongue. That is another crisis. Right now, a high number of teachers don't know how to teach mother tongue. Even more complicated, you can be Zulu speaking, go to a university that maybe teaches Sesotho as a language, doesn't teach you Zulu, and then you end up teaching in a school where the children speak Sepedi. You can imagine. So all of that has to be arranged very carefully because of the complexity of the language terrain in our country.
Let me suggest to you that it is partly a skills and learning issue, but I wonder if you also think that the wrong people are entering the teaching profession and are being accepted too easily by the universities without reasonable due diligence and pre-testing.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Most of the people who train to become teachers, especially in these those who will be teaching languages, they go to this particular degree because they cannot get into the other degrees. So it's not their best choice. It's just so that they can have a degree. They don't love teaching. So we have a difficult situation. And this is not only in South Africa, by the way. In many countries, there is that problem that the people who end up as teachers are not the people for whom teaching is a calling, but also they are not intellectually aligned with what is expected of them.
So critical to that point is that how do you change the public perception of teaching as a profession to attract more academically proficient students into education facilities?
I guess we just said that they're not being trained well at university, but it means that even before they get to university to be trained as teachers, we have to start encouraging, shaping, and focusing on making sure that you will have high school graduates who will go to university with the right skills, the right aptitude, etc., so that they will take on education as a profession and they will be committed to do what is needed.
Do you think that government is playing a sufficient supporting role to universities to improve the quality of teacher training programs?
They can do much more, especially now, because a high number of teachers are going to be leaving the system. In 2030, we expect, and this is just attrition because of age and other reasons, there was just going to be a physical shortage of teachers. So government has to see that there is an increased number of people who train for education and who stays as teachers, because the other thing is that they train, they start to teach, and they leave. Most of the teachers who are trained to be teachers do not end up as teachers. So that's another challenge. And we need also to have a continuous training for teachers who are already in the field. So we have to fix pre-teaching, in other words, while they are still at university, and we have to continue to train them while they are already teaching.
I am going to leave it there with my thanks. Phumzile Mlambu-Ngcuka, thank you very much indeed.